If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Stephanie Oz, co-host of the ABC show The Chew and the author of Relish and Adventure in Food, Style, and Everyday Fun. Here again, Dr. Mike Royson.
Daphne, in here you talk about, and by the way, I should say the book is Relish. That's the title, and www.daphneoz.com is a website. You can see more of the information. There are 50 recipes. I should tell you, I did make one myself last night, which is the cauliflower, roasted cauliflower, but I skipped the cheese and used jalapeno. But I just made the what I would call the healthy parts of this, and it was delicious.
Oh, good. So, well, that's wonderful.
So you can modify these, and you've got, for instance, a grilled vegan Caesar salad in there. I mean, there are a lot of absolutely wonderful things in here. Quinoa with chickpeas, currants, and fried shallots. So there's a lot of really great and healthy recipes in here. But one of the things you do in here, it seems like, as you're saying, is grab the happiness of every moment.
My goal was really to make sure that I was spending the time and making the conscious choice to maximize every moment, not be treading water or waiting for real life to kick in or living what I called my placeholder life in any way, because I really felt like I needed to be committing to doing little things a little bit better that would have a big impact. It's interesting because, you know, the way that I think about health, I was 180 pounds when I hit 17, and I really wanted to... I tried every fad diet under the sun. None of them worked, obviously, because they make food taboo, and then it's the only thing you're thinking about. And I really wanted to commit to my healthy life, but still be able to enjoy the wonderful foods that I love. And I found that the only way I could do that and lose the weight that I was carrying around was to commit to what I call healthy, indulgent food. And I, for me, you know, you talk about the grilled cauliflower, roasted cauliflower and grilled cheese. So you put the cheese out, which I think is hysterical because, it still would be delicious because there's that yummy cauliflower and there's the jalapeno aioli and there's the rocket and every other thing, all the other stuff and caramelized onions. But for me, I would rather have the little bit of indulgent taste and sensation that makes me feel like I've indulged and I really enjoyed my meal, relished my meal, rather than feeling like I'm dieting all the time, where I feel like my focus becomes on the food then all day long, as opposed to enjoying my life and really maximizing this moment in the way that I want to make myself happy and healthy and be able to do more in the world because of that.
And so in the book, you not only talk about food and relishing that, but you talk about relishing the way you dress and then relishing the way you interact with people as well as the way you decorate. I want to get into the elements of a great party, if you don't mind. Because I've watched several of the parties you've had, and they've been magnificent. So one of the things is the elements of a great party. Go ahead. I don't know if I'm putting you on the spot to ask you to remember them in some order or something, but let me talk about the occasion and the guests.
Well, I think just to make it interesting for people, because there is a whole list in there of what I think goes into making a great party. But I think the biggest underlying feature of all those things, like that you just mentioned, and relishing your life in all those different ways, and certainly having a great party as part of that, is I'm a big believer that the world sees you the way you see yourself. So reason I spend all this time talking about making a home that takes care of you, taking a joy in getting dressed in the morning, making sure that's an easy process, because I know, having struggled with my weight, that there have been many, many years of my life where getting dressed has not been a fun process, and I go out into the world feeling insecure in a way that I should never. So the idea really is, as good a liar as you may think you are, people will immediately read if you feel insecure, unloved, out of whack, or sort of like lost in your life world. And the idea for this book really was about making sure that in every way possible, in all the different places that feed your life and your ability to feel self-esteem and very happy and secure, that you're taking care of those areas first and foremost, because you present that confident, happy presence to the world, and that's exactly how people will read and respond to you. And I think from the party perspective, the idea is, look, like, you can get great food together, and I have all those great recipes in the book to help you do just that. There's something to be said for creating a party atmosphere. I love candles for that. I love to do mismatched plates kind of in the same color palette or nice paper plates if that's sort of more your jam. I like to do, I mean, there's everything in the book from a casual setup to a very formal, fancy setup that I think is probably a little bit more unreasonable for people at this point because who has time? But the whole premise is that people will take, your guests will take their cues from you. So you can plan for perfection, but once guests start to arrive, commit to being a guest at your own party. Have a great time. Set that example, and everyone will take their lead from you.
That's the stress-free hostess, which I love, as
yes.
well as there's a great section in here, which is why I call this the modern Martha Stewart, because there are simple ways to go fancy. There's flower power. There's just some absolutely wonderful tips that Nancy will be, my wife, will be using. Because I'm bringing this book home to her because it is so great a book. How to take a great picture. Party of 1, 2, or 12. So I love the fact that there's ideas for 1, 2, and 12 in here. Tell me your favorite recipe in here. Now I've got it since we're in Cleveland. Before I leave, I've got to ask Michael Simon. We consider him the full employment area for the Cleveland Clinic because everything he cooks at all the restaurants, he has a number of restaurants in and around Cleveland, every one of them features bacon. And I don't think
yes.
he has even a dessert without bacon on it. So on the show, he comes over, though, with healthy vegetables.
Yeah, one of the things that I find most delicious and wonderful about Michael's recipes in particular is, of course, he's known for his beautiful meat preparations, and he does love his bacon. We call him the Prince of Pork, which is great because as a chef, you know, his focus is first and foremost on taste and flavor, and he wants to be able to make sure that he's imparting as much of that as possible. And for him, that salty, fatty porkiness of bacon is a great way to elevate a dish. But what he always does is pairs that rich, fatty, meaty dish with a side that's this light, crisp vegetable salad or beautiful, you know, vegetable and sort of citrus marinade preparation. He just is always thinking about what's going to be most pleasurable to the mouth. And for him, that really is the balance of have a small, high-quality portion of a really decadent meat, but then make sure that the bulk of your plate is coming around with this vegetable side that is, by the way, going to make the meat taste better because it's the perfect pairing. So I just love the way that he thinks about food in that way.
Well, we talked right through the tip of the week, so we aren't going to have a tip of the week for this hour, but the book is so good we had to talk right through it. Relish by Daphne Oz. It's from HarperCollins, Morrow Division. You can also go to www.daphneoz.com to find out much more about all of what Daphne's talking about, that is style and relishing the moment. It's a great book, Daphne. Thank you very much. Joe?
Thank you both.
Thank you, guys. It's the You, the Owner's Manual radio show with Dr. Mike Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.
You tune up your car and change the oil when it's running sluggish, right? Well, then how come when you're feeling low and sluggish, you aren't doing something about it? D-Herbs can help with their full body cleanse or dozens of other healthy, all-natural supplements and products. It's time to finally do something for you. Take a look at D-Herbs quality all-natural products, and you get a free gift, famous D-Herbs all-natural, all-herbal cleansing tea, and an ebook with important life-changing information that you can download. It's called The Power of Cleansing. You can heal from any disease. Just go to freedherbs.com. That's free, the letter D, herbs.com, and claim your free herbal cleansing tea. You just pay a small shipping fee for that. And then you can download your free ebook on the wonders of healing cleansing. You'll also get a 15% off discount code if you should decide to make a purchase. Free gifts for you, plus a special gift of better health. freedherbs.com. freedherbs.com.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.